All right. I'm going to call it Margaret Braun. This is our God at Work interview. If you haven't been here yet for one of these, this is one of our favorite things that we do. This is not enough time to talk to Margaret about her life and what God is doing in her life, but it's a little snippet, and it's an important way to remind ourselves of the fact that God is at work Monday through Saturday in our lives, and what he's doing in our lives. Sometimes it's really obvious, sometimes it's more subtle, but we are each called to be God's servants at work. So sometimes what we do is we honor somebody by being able to get to know them a little bit better, so that's awesome, and then also being able to ask them about how God is at work in their lives. So have a seat, Margaret, and I'm going to interrogate you here. Make sure this is on. All right, so can you start by telling us where you're from, just a little bit about yourself and your family?
I am the fourth born, oldest daughter of 10 children in Saskatchewan. We grew up around Saskatoon, and I so appreciate this island now with they're getting snow. Saskatchewan and Alberta has a lot of snow right now, so I love living here. But yes, I grew up on the prairies. I was a hard-working farm girl.
So tell us about your family.
Well, I have seven brothers, two sisters, and we all lived on a farm. We are all married, and sadly, I'm the only one, happily, I'm the only one divorced. Yeah. I made my mom a calendar with little beads for every child and every grandchild. We have 139 people in my mom's family, so I come from a very large family.
So tell us a little bit about how you came to follow Jesus.
I was living in northern Alberta. I didn't what they call bust loose until I was about 22. Moved to northern Alberta, started working in a restaurant and drinking heavily. And my parents were at home on their knees. And my mom said one night my dad was weeping on his knees. And he said, God, please, whatever you have to do to bring her back, whatever you need to do to save her life, do it. And I got pregnant. And I had Tyler. And he was God's instrument in bringing me to him. And so I moved home and started going to church and went to a crusade. There was a lot of crusades going on around Saskatchewan, and I went to a crusade, and my parents begged me to go every night for six nights, and I refused. Finally, on the last night, my dad just wouldn't. He said, we're not going until you come along, and I went, and I felt like I got dragged by something invisible to the front at when they had the altar call, and I gave my life to the Lord. Tyler was three, and it's been a journey since.
So what takes up most of your time? What would you call your work, your main work?
Kids.
Yeah. So tell us more.
Okay. I started fostering totally by accident in Saskatchewan. My youngest son's best friend, was a foster child. He ended up going back to his grandparents, and they couldn't take him, and they asked me to take him. And that's how this whole journey of 116 children has gone. So I've been a foster parent in four provinces, and I have to say this is by far my favorite. I've had more kids here than I have anywhere else, but I love doing what I do, and I will probably retire when they slide me into a casket.
Sounds good. So tell us how you see God at work in your work. I know that's a big question, but just pick one way or a couple ways you see God at work in what you do.
Well, I think probably is living a Christian life in front of children who often have never heard of it. And it's really difficult sometimes because, you know, the old person still rears its ugly head, and I get impatient and I yell. And I think, oh, goodness, I'm not supposed to be yelling at these kids. But then I think sometimes the biggest thing you can do is go to the child and acknowledge my weakness. And they somehow find strength in that because they know that I'm just a person. I'm not anything better than anybody else. I mean, I hope I'm special to them. I think I am, for the most part. But they need to see that making a mistake isn't the end of everything. And so I think showing God through what I do. My dad used to say, with every moment of your life, you should preach the gospel. And if you must, use words. So that's kind of what I do.
So we don't have a lot of time, but what's something that we can ask you about out in the lobby or over lunch or whatever? Tell us something, a story or something about your life that we can ask you about.
Well, man, you know what? I battled with this overnight. I couldn't sleep last night. I don't know. I think probably how God has been beside me through thick and thin. I've had some fairly serious injuries in the past, and the last one was almost exactly a year ago. I was visiting my mom, and I ended up waking up 2 days later in the hospital. I had brain surgery, and how God really moved in all of that. So if you're interested, that's something I guess you could ask me, but a lot of people already know a lot of those details, but...
Yeah, and if you're not faint of heart, you can ask about Tyler's birth story, too, because it's a very encouraging testimony of God being at work for you. So is there anything that we can pray for you regarding God being at work in your life, anything you're struggling with or direction you're heading?
I have noticed that since my head injury, I have a lot less patience. And I try so hard at home sometimes, and, you know, kids are kids, and they will do what kids do. And sometimes I used to be so much more patient. I could take it more. And they would do things that they knew they weren't supposed to do, and I wouldn't get so short-tempered, I guess is the word. And that's a struggle that I have in the last year.
Okay. Well, let's pray for her. Let's bless her in her work. Stretch out.